Amid talks of China's economic restructuring and massive market potential, many international robot enterprises believe the country will become the biggest user of industrial robots in the near future. One of the world's leading industrial robot manufacturer, KUKA, is stepping up its investment in the Chinese market. The German-based company has set up new assembly lines in Shanghai and has moved all its manufacturing firepower to China.Meanwhile, domestic brands are also booming. Qu Daokui is the president of Saisun Robot and Automation.
Our company went public in 2009. In the following years, our business enjoyed compound annual growth of more than 50%. This year, things are looking good too. So far, we've been successful both in sales and in research and development.
In 2011, China owned 2,000 industrial robots. The number increased to 3,200 in 2012. However, President of the China Machinery Industry Federation, Wang Ruixiang, says there is still a long way to go.
So far, the number of industrial robots in China is only one-fifth of the number in Japan and one-third of the figure in the U.S. and South Korea. More importantly, domestic brands take up less than 10% of the market share.
Chinese-designed robots are adopted in auto manufacturing, electronics, logistics, and aero technology. Their application is yet to be expanded.Qu Daokui believes this is due to the current industrial layout, as the focus of industrial development had previously been placed on labor-intensive industries. However, he believes the popularity of robots in the future will not have a negative impact upon employment.
Industrial robots are used under extreme production conditions. For example, the production of chips, solar panels, tablets, or biochemical medicines. Humans can't work in the manufacturing environment, so robots take over the task.
In addition, due to a rapidly aging population, China is estimated to have 40 million less workers aged between 20 and 30, compared with the same figure 10 years ago.Robots are here to fill the gap. Stephen Sack, CEO of Kumao Engineering, says the future of China's workforce lies in jobs that require more skills, like the modern service industry.
You don't want to have people only providing very low value-add labor. You want them to be better educated. China's investing a lot in the educational system, so bringing the next generation of Chinese workers into higher value-add will provide also the benefits that the government is expecting.
In 2012, the total output of robot industry reached 1 billion yuan, a 67% increase from 2011. For CRI, I'm Lai Ming.